Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Sister Jean. Man. Jean Dolores Schmidt. Better known as Sister Jean. She passed away at the age of 106. Fabulous run. This is the thing about Sister Jean. And this, to me, should be the legacy in how we look at Sister Jean, is the fact that Sister Jean is somebody that I think was so good for us, not just necessarily because of the NCAA tournament and her being a fan of Loyola. The fact that she embodied what we love about superfans, like, that has to be how she has to be remembered and viewed, as a super fan that just understood supporting her favorite school, basketball program, whatever. It wasn't about anything religious. It wasn't anything about that. It wasn't pushing religion. When you saw her at that NCAA tournament run that Loyola had, you were happy. Not just for those kids that were Cinderella making that run. You were happy for this elderly woman. Sorry, Jeff in Sauk Rapids. But for this elderly woman that was being on the biggest of stages during March Madness. And everybody not only became a fan of Loyola, they became a fan of her. She embodied what we love about superfans. Seriously, that's what we loved, and that's going to be her legacy and how we view her, is that, yes, we understand about her being a religious sister and all that stuff, whatever, but, man, it was about that moment of her being a superfan.
Oh, she was all about her basketball team. Oh. It was all about the basketball team and what they were doing. And just by proxy, it's kind of funny because you're always looking for these really cool stories that are attached. You're like, you got this, you know, this 90-year-old woman who is just, you know, in a wheelchair, always supporting her team. And she almost became this legendary, you know, person because of it.
Yep.
But the thing is, she didn't go out asking for attention. She didn't go out looking for it. She didn't chase the media down. And she's like, hey, I'm Sister Jean. Come talk to me. People were like,
no, the camera found her. The camera found her. The camera found her.
She just seemed, she was just a fan. And you, if you would have said Sister Jean, you could have taken the sister off it because she was just Jean. Like, and I mean, you know, obviously we didn't know her, but there was no religious pretense about her. She was a basketball fan. That's what made it awesome.
All right, so let's do this. 651-461-9226. Who are the iconic figures in terms of sports in Minnesota? And I'm not talking about media members. I'm not talking about athletes. I'm talking about just the people that were right, you know, adjacent to the game, there were parts of the game here in Minnesota that we'll never, ever forget. Because at the top of the list is oh my gosh, I just lost the name. Wally the Beer Man.
Yes,
Wally the Beer Man is iconic. Wally the Beer Man is iconic. I'd love for some contributions on the WCCO talking text line. Wally the Beer Man is on the list of individuals at sporting events that you'll never, ever forget. I'll give you another one.
Okay.
And I actually know him because he's my fraternity brother, and you see him all the time at Wolves games. Hoop Man. Hoop Man Robert Grace. He has the hoop on his back, and he's walking around Target Center, and you're able to toss basketballs into the hoop, and he's throwing out T-shirts and all that stuff. Hoop Man Robert Grace is another one. Wally the Beer Man.
You just made the list!
Robert Grace. But, like, who are some of the other ones out there?
See, I was thinking about, like, super fans. Who was the guy with the Wolves that had, like, the rolled-up, like, paper?
Oh, you're talking about the stockbroker investor guy?
Like, he always had, like, the rolled-up,
What is his name?
Like, I don't know if, like, a Wall Street Journal or what it was. Funny thing is, I just talked to Chad, too, and, Chad would know. See, I can't remember his name, and me just being, like, being in southwestern Minnesota— Like, I don't remember. I never went to a game when he was there. If I did, I was way up in the nosebleeds. But I know that he's like synonymous with it, right?
Well, we do have a new guy in the mix, and that's Jordan Dye. Jordan is the younger. He's the young guy that has the clothing line, Lamb Chops, that does. He sits courtside now for the Wolves.
Okay.
He's only, I think he's like late 20s or whatever.
Okay.
So he's kind of the new young version of the old, because that older guy always had a suit on, and
there was that guy. Remember the guy that would always catch Randy Moss, like the big Viking guy that had all the tattoos, and he like was at all the home games, and he'd even go to some of these road games, and like Randy Moss always looked for him. I think 100% cheese free. Sid Davey, that's the name, Sid Davey, because I think he was from like Vancouver, and he'd fly into the cities for all the home games. I remember that. Those are the two that come to mind right off the top of my head.
So I think the guy's name that was the original super fan for the Wolves, his name was Bill Bice or Beast.
That would sound about right.
I see a picture of him right now with Jordan Dye, because there was an article about Jordan and about the whole super fandom of Timberwolves basketball, and they're both standing on the court.
Okay. Yeah, that would... In terms of super fans, I think that's like the really identifiable ones. Those are outside of, obviously the celebrity ones that we have, like, Craig Kilborn's and stuff like that to come back for it. But yeah, those are the two that I can think of right
off
the top of my head.
And Beast is 68 now. Well, no. When this article was out, he was 68. When was this put out? 2000. This is 2024. So he would be 69 now. Yeah.
Okay.
Text line says Stan Nelson. Text line, you got to help me with the super.
Oh, I think that's Stan Nelson, because we got the text just turning 105 last month. Talking about, maybe being older.
Not in terms of the super fan.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't think in terms of the.
Okay.
I think that might be connected to the age of Sister Jean.
Got you.
105 is a good. 105 is a good run.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, that's double my age. That's really, really good. Yeah, I don't know that we really do. We have a whole lot of super fans nowadays, like in terms of like Minnesota sports. I don't know that we do.
Yeah, those characters, we just don't have them anymore.
We don't have them anymore.
Like, when did Wally the Beer Man pass away? It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Hasn't it? Did he ever work at Target Field? Wally? Was it just all the Metrodome?
Let me look it up.
Okay, because to me, I thought that Wally was always working at the Metrodome. Like, I don't really remember anything with Target Field.
Yeah, I have to look it up in a break. I can't figure out when he passed.
Yeah, we do. We just, I don't think we've got like really identifiable super fans. Like, we've got fans, season ticket holders, and everything cool. But like those.
Wait. He passed, right? Yeah, Wally DeBeerman passed.
Yeah, I thought he did. Yeah, I thought
Wally. Hold on, hold on. I feel terrible if I put him in the grave.
Oh, no. Oh.
I don't want to do that.
Uh-oh.
I'm almost certain.
Are you giving me fake news?
No, wait. I should have.
Uh-oh.
Wait. No, he's still alive, dude.
Is this mistruth?
He's still alive. Why did I think that he was no longer with us? I think he's still kicking. Yes.
Well, don't you? Yes. Don't you feel like an
ass?
Oh,
my good. I'm dead serious.
You want to retract that last? I won't podcast this segment, so we're fine. Nobody will know.
This is podcast.
No, nobody will know.
I don't have an issue with feeling like, I'm glad he's still here. He's still kicking. Text line, let me know. Anybody out there seen Wally the Beer Man? Wally the Beer Man. I still have Wally the Beer Man cards. Remember Wally the Beer Man had the cards? Like, he had the cards. So, man, that's super duper interesting, dude. Seriously. 651-461-9226. That's super interesting. I'm dead serious. I apologize to Wally. I thought that Wally was no longer with us. And whoever it is talking Chris's ear off, let him go. Let him go, please. Man, that's something. I wasn't trying to kill him off. Wally the Beer Man. Anyway. All right, 651-461-9226. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We got a scoreboard on a Friday night right here on the Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Text line, Henry, as Mark Twain said, the reports of my death are greatly exaggerated. I trust Wally's doing well. Yes, it happens. My apologies. I've got numerous Wally the Beer Man baseball cards that are signed. Mm.
He's an icon. Like, he's... I think people know Wally the Beer Man more than they know a significant amount of people who played for the Twins.
You think?
I think so. I mean, people know Wally the Beer Man.
Yeah, I know.
So...
Well, he's not more famous than actual players.
Some of them. Some of them.
Depends on who the player is.
Hey, that's why I said some, not all.
Let's get to it. It's time for us to get to a scoreboard.
Yeah. And
yes, I am aware that he was at Target Field. Well, hold on. You asked the question, and
yeah,
we didn't address it.
I didn't know if he was at Target Field or
so,
not.
So he got in trouble for selling to a minor. It's not... Do I think that he intentionally tried to sell to a minor? No, he probably just didn't check, and it was a boo-boo, and yeah.
Hey, man, it's a badge of honor if you can buy booze from Wally the Beer Man.
Hey, real quick, 763, Henry, the super fan for Gopher Women's Basketball and Volleyball, is the Blanket Lady. I think she turned 80 last basketball season, but she still runs around the court waving her flag, and fans love it. I got to peep her then, the Blanket Lady. Okay.
Awesome, yeah. Cool. That's cool. Awesome.
I like it.
All right, so... as you know, WCCO Radio now has a partnership with Strip Varsity.
Nice.
Where, you know, every Friday morning at 7:50, Vanita's going to be talking to a member of Strip Varsity. So I'm going to their football hub. And if you are a high school football fan as well, highly suggest you do that because that is where I am getting my current scores. And let's get to it here. Again, these are just the scores that I've got here on Strip Varsity. Didn't tell me to plug it, but I plugged it anyway because I'm a company man. Richfield defeated Columbia Heights 54-6. Polk County West over Cass Lake Bina 51-14. Eden Prairie knocked off Eastview, and Eden Prairie 35-12 with the win.
How about dominant?
Yeah, a game right now that is currently in progress. Right now, the Andover Huskies on the road. They lead the Osseo Orioles 21-20. That game currently in action up in the Red River Valley. Currently going on, St. Michael Albertville up on the Moorhead Spuds 29-27. A lot of scoring going on tonight in high school football. Well, I say that until I get to Minneapolis North. Your guys, Henry, must have been a two-run double as North defeated Camden 2-0.
What?
2-0. That's what I see here from Minneapolis North and Minneapolis Camden. Purim, no problem with the Hawley Nuggets, 28-3. That game being played in Purim. And again, these are just some of the games that I've got with some of the scores. Currently going on right now, Staples Motley. Home game for them. They lead Pillinger 16-8. Elsewhere, you've got Moundsview over Forest Lake, 21-10. That game currently going on. The Edina Hornets on the road, leading the Minnetonka Skippers, 20-13. That game currently in action as well. Let's keep going down. Let's go to the southern part of the state. Red Rock Central over the Wabasso Wabbits, 14-8. That game being taken place in Sanborn and Lamberton area. Up in Fergus Falls, the Otters and the Marshall Tigers are tied at 7. So that's what we've got there. And that's looking at a couple more. In Albert Lea, the Waseca Blue Jays leading Albert Lea 21-10.
Okay.
Got Bemidji shutting out Sartell at home 28-0. And I believe those 2-0 games, I believe those might actually be forfeits. So that's... Because I see a couple of other 2-0
okay.
games. So I believe when you've got a forfeit, I believe it's a 2-0 score. It's been a while, but I think that's kind of how that works.
Gotcha.
Centennial, they are shutting out Blaine 14-0. That game up in the northern suburbs here. And one more to pass along, a game that's currently going on. Matamidi leading Crete and Durham Hall. That game in St. Paul, 21-14. So those are the games that we've got going on. Let's go to Major League Baseball elimination game between the Detroit Tigers and everybody's favorite Pacific Northwest baseball team, the Seattle Mariners. Right now they are in the top of the fifth inning, and the Seattle Mariners They lead 1-0.
Let's go, Seattle.
Yeah, you had Josh Naylor.
Get her done.
Had a double and stole third base, scored on a sacrifice fly. Tarik Skubal, you can't pitch much better than what Tarik Skubal. 4 innings, 2 hits, 1 run. It was there, no walks, and 10 strikeouts.
Wow.
10 strikeouts.
Well, is he still in the game?
I believe so,
yeah.
Yep, and he is being out-dueled by George Kirby. Right now, George Kirby, 4 2/3. He's allowed 2 hits, no runs, obviously, no walks, 5 strikeouts. And, yeah, Skubal, outstanding. But the one double by Josh Naylor, the stolen base, and then the sack fly. And, by the way, a turning point in that game, Detroit had a runner at first. Cal Raleigh threw the runner out trying
second.
To steal.
And that ended up getting him to the dugout because it was already 2 outs.
Yep, and I believe that, I don't know if they called him safe initially.
They called him safe and then they reviewed it, and they found he was out.
Great throw by Cal Raleigh.
He's amazing. He should be the MVP.
Should be the MVP. Yeah. Absolutely.
It should not be
Aaron Judge.
Yeah, it should not be.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Not in my opinion.
Nope, it should not. Let's go to the WNBA. As we've got one game currently gone, obviously, the WNBA finals going on. Our Minnesota Lynx not participating, but Vegas leads the series 3-0. And right now, looks like the Aces, they are about a quarter and a half.
Still some time left.
There is. Right now, they lead the Phoenix Mercury 63-49. That game, about 6 minutes left to go in the third quarter. That game in Phoenix. But for all intents and purposes, this is Vegas's series.
Yeah, I mean, even if the series isn't over tonight, the series is over.
The series is over.
There's no way that we're looking at Phoenix and thinking that they're going to, it's going to be over tonight, I think.
No chance.
They're trailing by 17?
14 now? I don't know.
No, right there. It's on the television.
63-46. Yeah,
so 17.
Yep. So, I just saw here 63-49.
Oh, now it's yeah, they just did it.
Oh, my God, I should bet off of what I see from the ticker, because the ticker is actually about 30 seconds ahead of what the TV is.
I see.
Man, if I could make some real-time bets, make some money. But, yeah, and Alyssa Thomas left that game early with an arm injury, but it looks like she is back in. So, good news. Good news for Vegas. So, that's what we've got going on the scoreboard side of it.
Yeah, the and by the way, text line is liking this. Perfect night for high school football. Yeah, I would agree.
Yes.
I think the weather-wise, it's great.
Yeah, beautiful night for high school football. Like, these are the perfect nights that you want. And I think there's a lot of homecoming too, if I'm not mistaken. I believe it's Wyzetta's homecoming. And the only reason that I know that is because my daughter is now a freshman at Wyzetta. So
nice.
Yeah. And Corey Heppola from Perham. So yep. Yeah. The
Well, you know who's got homecoming tomorrow?
Oh, Sky Uma.
The Gophers.
Yes.
The Gophers, man.
You know what's funny that I was watching something earlier today, and it's like, oh, can Illinois upset Ohio State? And I'm like, dude, I would just wanted the Gophers to be competitive. I guarantee they were not asking last week, oh, can Minnesota beat Ohio State? But they're asking, can Illinois beat Ohio State? Isn't that kind of insulting? Or does that just tell you how far away the Gophers are from being a serious
contender? We're a little ways away.
Little ways away?
Yeah.
Little ways away, huh?
Unfortunately. Unfortunately.
So, yeah, that's what we got. And again, if I had more high school football scores, I looked at a couple of different places on my tickers here. But, yeah, it was – those are the ones that we have. And hopefully throughout the course – yeah, maybe we'll do this every Friday night now, because I love giving high school scores, man. I do. Like,
yeah.
There's nothing like Friday Night Lights. By the way, college and NFL, don't step on the high school kids on a Friday night. That's high school football.
Yeah, we don't like that.
We don't like that.
All right, coming up next, there's a social media app that is about as popular as any in the entire world, but you got to be careful because there's so much misinformation. We get to that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Guys, I got to tell you, I know that we all are on Facebook, some of us more than others. I'm not on it like that. But Facebook is the biggest fountain of misinformation. And everybody should understand that, and they should be careful when you see posts. Please be careful. And listen, there's misinformation everywhere. Radio, TV, I mean,
I noticed you led with radio.
all over the internet, Twitter, every single app, Instagram, everywhere.
What about X?
But I said Twitter. But everywhere there's misinformation. Nobody displays misinformation like Facebook. Facebook is the biggest fountain of misinformation. Time and time again, it is just. The inaccuracies are nonstop. And I wanted to talk about it tonight because there was something that I saw and I said, man, this can't be real. And I went, cross-checked it, went fact-finding, and I breathed a sigh of relief because it wasn't true. Yesterday, a post was shared by a lot of, and I got still people on Facebook that are still sharing it. It's going viral now, but the post stated that Eddie Jones, former Temple basketball star, former NBA basketball star and player, LA Lakers, Miami Heat, there was a post that went viral yesterday saying that he was dead. Eddie Jones is not dead. Like, come on now. Eddie Jones dead? That it caught my eye. And I'm like, What? So you got to watch it with Facebook, man. You got to watch it with Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to watch it with all the platforms, but I think that Facebook, in my opinion, Facebook is the worst.
I got to be honest. I'm not on Facebook like that.
Me neither.
As much anymore. I'm not even on X or Twitter or whatever we want to call it. I have really scaled back over the past several months just because I look at the amount of nonsense that's out there, and I don't have the time for it. I don't have the patience for it. I don't want to sit there and sift through, you know, just, you know, 25 minutes of crap to find one post that I'm looking for. And then you don't even know what verifiable news outlets are anymore, too, because everybody now has a Substack. Everybody's got their own podcast. Everybody, it's like, if I've got this, well, I'm going to cite this source. Well, okay, what is this source? Is this source credible? Is, you know, what, where is it? Is this an objective source? Is it leaning left? Is it leaning right? Like, yeah, there is so much out there, and people are out there. And I think the problem, Henry, for me, and correct me if, you know, if I'm wrong, which I very well might be, but maybe I'm not. I think people are out there, and the more that people make money on social media, it's about clicks and engagement.
Well, sure.
Even if it's wrong, even if it's clickbait, they get paid per click. You get paid per interaction, per engagement. That's why you can have these just outrageous accounts, but it doesn't matter because they're making money because of the engagement, even if it's complete nonsense.
Yeah, it's super unfortunate that, and there's always going to be people that are going to do stuff where you're like, hold on, man, this is you know, this isn't true. You're sharing this isn't true. Mm-hmm. So why are you doing this? Some people absolutely just don't care. They don't give a damn. They're like, you know what? I want to be ridiculous because I want to be ridiculous.
I want to be known. I want to be famous. And I think that's the problem too. Like, people are just like, I want to be known. I want people to know my name. I want to be recognizable. Like you said, I want to be famous. It doesn't matter what I'm famous for. I just want people to know my name. Like, I didn't get into this business because I want people to know my name. I got into this business because I enjoy communicating and I've always loved broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
That's been it. I don't care if nobody knows my name or everybody knows my name. But there are some people out there that they do it for the vanity. They do it for the recognition, kind of to kind of tie it together with the beginning of the show. And it's sad. It's unfortunate. But that's just, as long as you've got somebody that's willing to pay you for engagement, the more outrageous, the better. The more outrageous, I mean, because you know you see things that are like, this just does not waste my time.
Well, I think that with something like that, this is why I think that one went so viral. Is because Eddie Jones, even when he played in the league, he was a fly under the radar guy. He was not a guy that sought out attention. You can't go back to any memorable soundbite or anything they ever said. So with him being somebody that's off the radar, going out and picking him, whoever put together that post probably like, you know what? This will catch everybody off guard, and it'll be believable because no one's thought about Eddie Jones in forever, right?
And I think there might be,
I think that's totally the reason why he was picked out.
I could see that because if you're talking about a superstar.
I mean, they're not going to pick out LeBron James.
No.
You know?
You're not going to pick out something that can be easily debunked.
Yes.
Right away. Like, I feel like you want to get a little bit of mileage out of it before you have to come back. Or you move on and you delete it or, you know, whatever. And the thing is, too, Henry, with that, whoever put that post up there, no accountability.
None.
And this is why when we're so hell-bent about free speech, everybody's got to be able to say what they want. Should they? Because where's the accountability for the false information?
But I mean, I don't think it's necessarily about a free speech thing. It's just about an integrity thing.
No, but what I'm saying, though, is that there's no accountability because people can say whatever they want.
Yeah.
There's no.
But that's always going to be a thing. And that's the way it should be.
Well, that's the way it should be. But shouldn't there, at the same time, shouldn't there be some sort of, you know, some sort of accountability?
Well, you can't stop people from lying.
Yeah. I mean, I understand. It's just
we're not going to go down the road of censorship in terms of like, well, because then, I mean, what are the layers to all the fact checking that you're going to be doing?
The problem is these platforms now have no fact checking. They've gotten rid
of that's the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
I've had to fact check myself to make sure that what was mm-hmm. you know. Because I said, this doesn't seem right. This has got to be off.
Yeah. And there's a lot of things. And even when you're fact-checking, though, even if you're doing it on your own, it could be kind of hard to fact-check. And again, I guess you'd have to know exactly where you're getting that information from and where you're verifying it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could be verifying false information on top of false information. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it just kind of becomes this snowball where you can't stop it. And I think that's kind of what some people do. So.
Yeah. All right, 651-461-9226. Make sure that you're paying attention and that you don't get hoodwinked by one Facebook. Final segment of the night right here on The Good Neighbor. All right, this sucks. Not the show, but the fact that
some might say
Detroit is taking the lead over Seattle. Man, darn it. Want to see the Mariners keep it going.
Coming out hot with the darn it. Man. George Kirby left the game, and immediately, two-run home run.
Ugh. Gosh. Sucks, dude.
I mean,
sucks.
Kerry Carpenter with a two-run homer. And
come on, Seattle. We got to bounce back. Let's go, Jorge. What do we call Cal Raleigh?
The big dumper.
Big dumper. Let's go.
Dump one into the right field seats. You know what, though? I mean, not that I'm rooting for Seattle, obviously. But let's look at Tarik Skubal's line. When you pitch this well, you kind of deserve to win the game, don't you? He's got 11 strikeouts through five innings.
I don't care.
I mean, I'm not a math guy. That's 11 out of 15 guys that have struck out. You don't care.
I don't care. I want Seattle to win. So don't try to sell me this, he deserves. I don't care.
You don't care that a guy pitches his ass off.
Kirby pitched his butt off.
Not as good as Tarik Skubal. I mean, Skubal only gave up one run. Kirby gave up a run, but he didn't give up the home run.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. So we can just go ahead and nip that in the bud right now. I'm like, don't be ridiculous, please. Knock it off.
Oh, come on, man. I mean, listen, the guy deserves...
So much haterade.
I'm not drinking no haterade.
Man, haterade.
I ain't drinking no haterade.
Haterade.
I ain't drinking the haterade. I said I'm a Mariners fan. I'm the biggest Mariners fan here.
You're not only drinking the haterade, you're serving up the haterade.
I ain't serving up
the haterade.
On the
airwaves.
No, right. I ain't serving up nothing.
Big time.
I ain't bartending yet.
Get that hate out your blood, man.
Going to insert right there, baby. I'm delicate. I think I bruised myself by slapping. But are we both rooting for Toronto, though? No matter who wins this? I mean, if Detroit wins, obviously you're all in on the Toronto Blue
Jays. Yeah, I won't see. I'll say it one last time.
Mm-hmm.
I am in on the Seattle Mariners. That's who I want to see go to the World Series.
Yeah, I do too, because I've never been to a World Series.
But the team that I least want to see in the World Series coming out of the American League, yes, would be the Detroit Tigers.
God, why do you hate the Tigers so much?
I just want the other teams to be position to be in the World Series over them.
You don't like a small market American League Central team? I mean, because, you know, Detroit, maybe that's the blueprint for the Twins. You go out, you get an ace, you develop your young bats. Go out and get a World Series winning manager like the Tigers did with A.J. Hinch. That's not the blueprint you want to follow?
So do you just go ahead, since we're going to go down that road, who do you want to be the next manager of the Minnesota Twins? Since that's where you want to go.
I'm kind of – I saw Jim Suhan's article today in the Strib. I'm kind of sold on James Rowson. I'm kind of warming up to that. The hitting coach for the Yankees, who's the hitting coach here, who – has been a bench coach. I don't want them to go with a safe hire, right? I mean, no offense to Jace Tingler or Toby Gardenhire.
Is Rowson safe though?
Oh, in New York?
No, isn't that just a safe? Is that the safe hire?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I don't think Rowson's a. I don't think he's a safe hire at all.
Okay.
I think the safe hire would be going with somebody in the organization.
Well, the other thing that needs to be figured out is Aaron Boone going to be back?
I just have a hard time seeing the Aaron Boone thing here. I mean,
No. I'm not talking about here. I'm talking about him being back in New York.
I put it at 50-50 whether or not he's going to be back. Because after what point does your message get stale?
I know. That's what I'm saying. I think that that's... That's a super interesting situation.
Yeah, and I mean, plus there was a graphic that said this is one of the longest stretches that the Yankees have gone without a World Series championship.
They were just in it last year, though. That's the thing. That's so weird.
Well, in it, like, is in it for them is not, you know, winning. You got to win it.
Yeah, you can't. You're not. Well, let me say this to all the Yankees fans out there. Mm-hmm. Every time you get to the World Series, which is a great accomplishment in itself, you're not going to win it every single time. Sorry.
Here's my one question about Aaron Boone. Let's say Aaron Boone is let go by the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's got interest here.
Doubt it.
The money. Are we actually thinking that the Twins are going to go out and pay top dollar for an established? Exactly.
No.
That's why I think you got
it. And if the payroll's not going to be increased, or why would he want to come here?
That's the thing.
That make a whole lot of sense.
You got to know what kind of resources. And I think you mentioned this with Brandon Warren. I think it's a pretty good point from a couple nights ago. You're going from an organization that will give you everything in the New York Yankees. Coming to the Twins, let's just be honest. Yeah, they've restocked the farm system, but they're not going to be aggressive in free agency. The Twins are not going to go out there and try and spend big for a frontline ace. Or a frontline big bat, like, that's just not happening.
I just don't see it happening. So I think that somebody like Aaron Boone is going to have, clearly he's going to have options.
Yes.
And he doesn't have to just jump at the first thing out there, because it's not like he's never going to be a manager again, even if he's let go by the Yankees.
Yeah, he'll get another opportunity.
Absolutely.
He just, sometimes it works in their best, you know, and maybe after being in New York, maybe you just want to decompress for a little bit. Because, I mean, he's been in New York. I mean, it was Aaron bleeping Boone. I mean, you remember that. You know, like the home run. And it's just kind of, that's always been there. But, yeah, if I'm Aaron Boone and the Yankees are going to let me go, maybe I think about taking a year off. I don't think.
Exactly. I proposed that to you earlier in the week.
Yeah.
Like, that's the option that he has. Yeah, he doesn't have to rush into anything.
No, not at all. And, again, if I'm Aaron Boone, I absolutely don't rush into anything, because do you want to rush in and make a mistake? Because it's not like he needs the job. Aaron Boone does not need the job.
Ooh, Scooble and Big Dumper.
Oh, Big Dumper. Does Scooble have a... Guy's got a shirt that
he's
says,
got a dump 62?
No, it's a shirt that says dump here.
Oh, I thought.
No, it said dump. It said dump here.
I thought it had a number on it.
Yeah, 62. His 62nd home run.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants him to dump 62 on him.
Oh, okay. I didn't see the here on there.
Yeah. Yeah, if you, because I think, well, the guy that caught his 61st, he caught his 61st, and then he ripped off the shirt, and it had dump here, 62. So he had two shirts on. That might be the same guy. I don't know how many people have a dump 62 here shirt.
Yeah.
That sounds bad when you actually
Yeah, it sounds really gross.
All right, dump here.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Have an awesome weekend. We will talk to you guys back here at 6 p.m. on Monday, right here on The Good Neighbor.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
And they can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.